Thank you and good afternoon. Humboldt County is set to have nearly $867,000 in secure rural schools funding for roads during the 2014 and 2015 fiscal years after the Senate approved a bill to reauthorize SRS funding last week. It is estimated that the county will receive more than $1.7 million in secure rural schools funding, but at least half of that money will go to local schools. Second District Supervisor Estelle Fennell said that reauthorizing the bill gives the county a much-needed shot in the arm, and while the county has lacked this funding, the road division has stepped up and found ways to do more with less. The California Highway Patrol arrested 22-year-old Jacob Flores of McKinleyville after it was determined that Flores had been driving under the influence. Flores was headed southbound on Fred Hay Drive with a passenger, 23-year-old Nathaniel Tima Shimiko, when Flores was unable to maintain control of his vehicle while entering a left bend in the road. The vehicle hit a dirt embankment and flipped over twice before coming to rest on its wheels. Tima Shimiko suffered a broken nose and two lacerations to the back of his head, and he was transported to the Sutter Coast Hospital, while Flores was arrested at the scene. Saturday morning, Fortuna police officers were dispatched to the Patriot gas station off of Ronerville Road after a witnessing party saw two males break the front glass door of the gas station and steal items. The reporting party's husband pursued both 20-year-old Derek Ray Johnson and 20-year-old Mason Boyd on foot for about 50 yards. Officers then located the suspects as they attempted to hide in a tree line near North Loop Road. Johnson and Boyd were both booked into county jail for burglary and possession of stolen property. An accidental drowning occurred Friday afternoon after a man entered the water at Agate Beach in Trinidad. 34-year-old Brad Lee Senator of Fairfield entered the water for a leisurely swim when strong currents quickly swept him south and then west out to sea. His wife saw that he was in distress and called 911. Senator was pulled out of the water 15 minutes later by a sheriff's deputy, and CPR was immediately started, but Senator was pronounced dead at the scene. Princeton has once again named Humboldt State University amongst the 353 most environmentally responsible colleges in the 2015 edition of their book. The book is known as the Princeton Review Guide to 353 Green Colleges, and the guide is based on data from hundreds of surveys from four-year colleges. The profile in the guide provides information about each school, and the Princeton Review cites Humboldt's commitment to sourced food from local producers, water and waste diversion rates, and the sustainability-focused degrees that Humboldt State offers. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A Saturday evening fire occurred at Fred's Body Shop. Dan Squire has more.
Firefighters from both Arcata and Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a report of smoke and fire coming from a building at Fred's Body Shop at the Indianola Cutoff on Saturday evening. Arriving fire crews found fire and smoke coming from the roof vents of a metal building, as well as fire in the back part of the shop. The fire was brought under control in 15 minutes, but firefighters were on scene for more than an hour and a half, and traffic through the area was interrupted while the fire was put out. The sprinkler system in the building kept the fire from being far worse, and combined with an early discovery of the smoke by a passerby, prevented far more damage. The cause of the fire was found in a malfunctioning paint recycler, and damage was estimated at about $6,000. But the business will remain open and operating.
Thank you, Dan. As a part of a month-long investigation, officers with the County Drug Task Force arrested seven people last week and confiscated more than 750 marijuana plants, 250 pounds of processed bud, hash, methamphetamine, heroin, and a large amount of cash, along with evidence of drug sales activity. Among those arrested at locations in Eureka were Shane Goodrich, Kane McIntyre, and Fred Herr, all men with long rap sheets and arrest records. Officers also arrested Timothy Stockhoff, who along with his son Joshua Stockhoff were previously arrested during sweeps of the Devil's Playground. Suya Vang, Chen Her, and Nu Yang were the others arrested in the bust, and all those arrested face multiple charges. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.